Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Episode 83 of Two Bards is brought to you by O'Malley's Irish Cream. If your wife brings home the other brand, sock her in the eye. O'Malley's. Who you looking at? 83. Oh.
Wow, if only we could get sponsored by O'Malley's.
We have fun at the expense of the Irish.
That we do.
Yeah. So, long time no talk to you folks. We're, what, 3 days late?
3 days late, but according to my math calculations...
Oh, dear God. Yeah?
We're 7 days past the last time we posted, so...
Hey, perfect.
You know.
Works really well.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, I was in Idaho. I got a plague. So, the drive back kept me out Sunday. The sickness... I can't do it. Can you do it? There we go. Kept me out Monday, and Scott was nice enough to clear his calendar tonight so that we could finally bring to you our golden syrupy voices.
Yes.
That's golden and syrupy for you. All right, let's talk. Okay.
So,
goggle those rocks. Can you imagine doing this voice for a long time? I can't. I think I can.
I noticed a terrible, terrible Futurama joke the other night. Because I'm like watching them kind of passively again, I never noticed the joke before. And it's Fry eating canned bologna. And there's just a bit where he's like, "Stop gargling that bologna," and it just cracked me up. I did not. It was a good one. It was a good one. And I missed it until just the other night.
That's one I couldn't get into. I liked Futurama? The Simpsons for a long time, and then Futurama was just kind of like, I think it... I missed that. That was part of the time when I didn't have a TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And while I had a TV, I just didn't have the cable, the network. Mm. And so... I miss the informative newness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now going back, I'm just like, other stuff's been done that's funnier.
Oh, you so. Sad, stupid idiot. No, just hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, I'll hear you out.
Watch it for the science jokes first, and then you'll get into it. The thing is, it grows on you. It is. Mm-hmm. So Matt Groening, kind of was like, the Simpsons are out of my hands now. And he's just a creative consultant. He's only been a creative consultant for like years on The Simpsons. So he went and did Futurama, which has a lot of throwbacks to The Simpsons, Life in Hell, all these other stuff. In fact, I think there was even a recent joke, Life in Hell was a magazine that was being read by the robot devil. So it's pretty funny. Life in Hell, of course, his comic from back in the many days ago with the one-eared rabbits.
Yeah, I saw that when I was in the Portland area.
Oh, yeah.
Living there. It was in the newspapers.
Good stuff. Yeah. You know that Marge is a rabbit, right? This isn't a joke. So it sounds like it should be.
That's why her hair is...
Yeah, it covers ears.
Hides the ears? Okay.
And the... So
when is that revealed? Or is it? Is it just an...
It is.
Oh, okay.
Once in the Simpsons video game. There was a four-player beat-em-up, kind of like Turtles in Time, but with The Simpsons. Like Bart swings a skateboard, and Marge has a vacuum cleaner, and Homer's just fat.
Lisa has her saxophone.
Probably, yeah. So what happens is she gets hit by something and gets electrocuted, and you can see the ears for a minute. It's yeah, so like it's canon-ish.
Okay, yeah.
I think they dropped it in the show, but it was eventually going to be revealed that she had rabbit ears.
Who knew Marge was a TV?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just
no,
did
God,
that.
No. No, please.
It's almost as good as a bullet train tunnel.
You gonna have Big Bertha dig that one? You gonna See, it's topical if you're local to Seattle.
Exactly.
There is a bill proposed by two Republicans that I completely agree with to stop the hemorrhaging of money for the failed tunnel project.
And guess what?
Hmm.
Just like with that, just like what almost happened with the Washington Film Incentive, the person in charge of the Ways and Means Committee or wherever that bill is has decided in his personal omnipotent perspective, it's a waste of time to bring to the floor and it won't even get a vote.
Really?
Really.
So we're just going to keep not digging a tunnel, but paying to not dig a tunnel.
He says we should let the Seattle Tunnel Partners continue to figure it out while we hemorrhage money. And
I voted against the fucking tunnel anyway. The tunnel was a stupid... Hey, let's dig a tunnel under a beach.
Landfill?
Like under, well, I mean, fuck, dude. It's a waterfront.
Yeah. It used to be almost all of it underwater when Seattle was first. I mean, it's all runoff from the hills.
We could have just fixed the fucking viaduct.
Yes. Or done another cantilevered bridge. But then all the people who bought property wouldn't get the value. And so they want it all leveled so that they can bulldoze all of those nice old buildings and turn them into new awesome windowed condos.
Yeah, so you wouldn't get the view because you'd have the freeway there like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, fucking people.
Yeah, and the thing that pissed me off about it is there were no exits into the city. So the nice thing about the viaduct
tunnel
right now... Well, I know, but there wouldn't even be a... I mean, it's coming out at South Lake Union.
Yeah, I can get off at Seneca right now. I can get off before... Well, prior to the whole kerfuffle, I could get off
earlier. You could get off at the stadiums.
Yeah.
You could get off at Seneca. You can get off on Western.
Western, right.
And get to the Seattle Center and all that. Or you could go all the way under Battery Street, go through the tunnel, and then...
99, and you're on
South Lake Union. All sorts of... congestion taken off of I-5 as being the only way to get into the city or north of the city.
This just reeks of a Chamber of Commerce decision. You know what I mean?
Con.
It is a con.
It is.
So that's the whole thing. It's like, this isn't a partisan thing.
No.
This is just fucking money grubbing.
Yes.
So it's people who, it's landowners who don't even live here.
Right.
These people don't live here.
No. Nope.
They either live out west or in another country.
Out west?
I'm sorry, out east.
I was going to say we are out west.
I meant the Midwest. Out Midwest.
Right, out Midwest.
Which
yes.
is east.
Or the Southern West, which is California.
Yeah, which is on another planet.
Yeah, totally different
kidding.
Thing.
That's not true. Southern California is very hot and sticky and gross, but, you know, the people are nice. I'm not going
to... As opposed to Idaho, that's just hot, sticky, and gross.
Oh, not this week. Cold as shit. Cold
really?
Shit. Frozen shit.
Oh, okay.
It was very cold. Well, I take that back. It wasn't very cold. I mean, it wasn't like Spokane 1996 cold. It was... That's a throwback. Go find that episode. It was just... It was colder than here. But, well, fuck. I got back and it was 61 degrees. Like, it was shorts weather.
Yeah.
That was messed up. Even today, it was pretty warm. I mean, it was rainy, but it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
No, Idaho was chilly.
Okay.
28 to 33 during the day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Seattle yesterday set a record for temp. I think we hit 60.
Yeah.
Previous record was 58.
Kids were having meatball fights.
Meatball fights.
Making mud men.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. Fuck the tunnel. But yeah. I guess not. Whatever.
Oh, I'm positive it won't get built. I am
positive. I don't think it can get, but they didn't even know that they were running into sewer pipes, dude.
I know.
Like, they have the paperwork for the city, and they're like, I don't know, we hit. I don't know. We didn't give it reverse. They didn't give the drill reverse.
Nope. Just forward.
So, it's like, I don't know what to do. We hit something. We can't back it up. Because we were just going to go straight on through. God damn it.
To the other side.
Yeah, you don't let frat boys design a fucking drill.
Oh, how do we get it out? Well, we dig a big pit around it.
Yeah.
Loosen up all the dirt and the water runoff so that all the buildings settle an inch and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what Muttonhead, like, fucking thought. I was like, ah, reverse? What?
No.
I don't even understand.
We're building a tunnel behind us. We can't possibly go back through that.
We'd never have a need to do that, even though every drill in the world that is vertical has to have a counter screw and be brought up.
Yes.
But we don't need that.
No,
fuck. Anyway.
My DeWalt even has a reverse.
It's true.
It's a little itty-bitty 5/8 chuck, baby.
Don't tell me about your 5/8, dude. Okay. I don't want to know.
It's better than a quarter inch.
Well, I don't know. About that size, I don't think it really matters.
No, that's true.
Yeah. I guess having the reverse on it matters.
Yes.
Yeah. Just don't set it to that, like, don't, you know, it's got the torque setting, right?
Set it to drill all the time.
Don't crank it to drill all the time. You started it like, maybe like, I don't know.
2-3 foot-pounds?
Yeah. I don't know what torque is. I'm not a torque dork.
I will tell you what the true definition of torque.
Okay.
For those of you with sensitive ears who don't like ribald things.
Ribald?
Don't listen. The true definition of torque is waking up with morning wood, walking to the bathroom, and trying to point it down to the toilet, and your feet kick out behind you. That is torque.
That's something else.
It's
something else.
It's torque.
Oh my god.
That's how the joke was explained to me, and that's what I always think of torque as. Dental bills.
I don't have to kick my feet out because I'm not stupid enough not to lean.
No, not kicking. Mm. I mean, you can't help
no,
it.
No, I know.
You just push down hard enough.
I get the joke. I get that it's the kind of joke that would be hanging in like a mechanic's bathroom. I get the joke.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I saw it.
Probably. God damn it.
So how was your week prior, since the last podcast and before Idaho?
Well, so as you know, we are currently pushing a Kickstarter campaign.
We are.
For Imagos Films and 2DX, I believe.
Actually, it's Imago Soft.
Imago Softworks.
Softworks, that's it.
And then I think TOODX, 2DX.
Yes.
We are pushing a Kickstarter for them for a game called Star Mazer, which is a combination point-and-click adventure shoot 'em up.
What was that, a Pinky Shmup? Pink Shmup?
Punk Shmup.
Punk Shmup.
I call it the quicker clicker shmupper.
So, I saw that too, which was awesome.
So if you enjoyed the old LucasArts adventure games, Space Quest, Police Quest, King's Quest, so the Sierra adventure games is really what I'm getting at here. If you enjoyed those, you enjoyed shoot 'em ups like Life Force, Ikaruga, Raiden, this game is for you.
Yes.
Seamless transition from the point and click adventure to the shoot 'em up. You can play, it's got an open middled, which, hear me out, an open middled gameplay style, which means the beginning and the end are set in stone, but the paths you take to get there can differ massively.
Yep.
Say you are really, really, really good at point and clicks, you never have to get in a ship and fight. Say you really, really, really like blowing up alien faces, you never have to talk your way out of anything. So, really cool game. Check it out. Star Mazer, S-T-A-R-R, Mazer, M-A-Z-E-R. I'm sure there'll be a link down below.
Yes.
Thank you, Seth. But, check it out.
And my favorite level already got, I was waiting a couple days to wait for
sold out.
Things to clear. And they're selling out.
They don't charge you until it gets funded.
Oh, well, that would have been good for me to think about.
So yeah, I backed it as well.
Yeah. I'm backing it because I know Don, and we ain't getting shit for free.
No. But we're getting paid to do voices in the game.
I'm just kidding, Don. Love you. Where's my copy of Motivational Growth? Damn it.
Well, I bought a copy of Motivational Growth off of GOG, and it is DRM free.
I know, but I want him to buy Darkness Rising Journey Quest and Gamer's Hands of Fate, and then I'll buy Motivational Growth, or I'll just give him all of those and he can give me one. Him. It's a hell of a deal.
That is a hell of a deal.
So, Josh Truax, I know that you listen. You should impart said wisdom to someone.
Come on, Joe True.
J. True.
What is going on here with this door?
I don't know. It's the ghost entering and exiting downstairs.
It's the ghost of Pritchard's ass. Anyway.
I love how that just worked really well.
Yeah. So go check it out.
Yes, please.
Please back it. Share it.
Yeah. Share.
The reason being, it's fully voiced by us. And Brian Lewis.
Brian Lewis. Trin Miller.
Is Trin?
I thought that she was.
Maybe she. Oh, yeah, because she was supposed to be there.
She was supposed to
Wonder
be there.
Wonder was supposed to be there.
Wonder Russell, who's also in.
Mariah Zook,
who's those two. Me, Brian, Mariah, Wonder. I think J. True's doing some voices.
Mm-hmm.
May not. I think he is. We were all in depth together.
We did say Brian Lewis, right? I hope.
Yeah,
I
we did we say Blue. Blewis.
Blewis. So.
I thought Scobro was kind of weirdish, but Blewis is the one that. Yeah, I'm happy with Scobro. Scobro's
great.
It is. I love it.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah.
And then someone found out the. Scojabro.
Scarlet. Oh.
For Scott C. Joseph Brown.
Oh.
And then with the Cameron in there, then it was Scojabro. Scojabro Cam. I can't remember. Scobro is just.
Well, yeah. Well, Scojo is what they call Scarlett Johansson. So you're in good company.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Right on. There we go.
Scojo, Scobro.
What did I just see? Scarlett Johansson.
I would hope the Avengers 2 trailer.
Yeah.
The extended one.
No. Awesome. Chef. Saw the movie Chef.
Yes.
Go see it. Jon Favreau is awesome.
Is he money? Is he so money? He doesn't even know
so
how money,
money
he is.
And John Leguizamo.
Ooh, you had me at Leguizamo.
Yes.
Which
and
was
Scarlett
the last
Johansson.
Thing you said. So you really didn't have me until just... now.
And then the Latin lady, would that be politically correct? Because I don't know what country she's from.
Are you
from.
Ordering someone at a brothel? I'll have the Latin lady.
No, I don't know if she happens to be Mexican, Puerto Rican, or Spanish,
oh my
or Portuguese.
God,
so I'm just saying
it's
she's
like you're
Latin.
Writing, it's like you're writing a Michael Haggis film.
So it's just...
is it Michael Haggis?
What's the married thing? The guy that used to be in the thing,
Kurt Douglas?
No, it's a TV show that's contemporary now about a couple families, and it's really funny. And
it's about a couple families, like Modern Family. Like
I think it's Modern Family.
Oh, Sofia Varga.
I believe that is correct.
I think it's Sofia Varga.
Yes, but that is the. The other, there's like four principal adult
leads. Does it have Ed O'Neill in it, the show you're thinking of?
No. Yes. The show has it, Chef doesn't.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, the show that I'm thinking of has Ed O'Neill. It also has a tall, dark-haired guy. I believe he.
Kill me now, Peg.
He's in the show.
Tall, dark-headed guy in the show.
Yes, not Ed O'Neill, because Ed doesn't. Ed's tall, but he doesn't have dark hair anymore. He used to be on the Henry Winkler
I think I know who
sitcom.
You're talking about. He's the guy, he's the dad who always has the shitty dad advice.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the same show. I think it might be the same show. I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't
watch TV.
But
I just
anyway,
know memes.
Maybe I think Modern Family was the I don't know who these people are. But anyway, people tell me. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then I watched part of, and this is where I leave you, with Jason Bateman, Tina Fey.
Nice.
And that was Chuck Stoll, Craig Stoll, who is in the Kevin Spacey Netflix. God damn it.
House of Cards.
And was also in Midnight in Paris and played Hemingway. And I could not figure out who the actor was. I was like, God, he looks so familiar. And I didn't know because he had hair.
Mm. It's because he took the role normally in earnest.
Ouch.
Just shotgun that joke right in there.
Yeah. So.
Old man, and I see what you did there. See what it did there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's cool. That's a lot of movies to watch now.
Yes. Two.
But two more than I had.
They're awesome. And at least Chef is on DVD at Redbox for 50 cents a night.
50 cent?
50 cent for Chef. Mm. Totally worth it. Oh, and I now I know I want to, we should get a Two Bards food truck.
Mm.
That's what we should do.
I don't.
And just drive the food truck around and make some really awesome food.
I'm looking between you and I right now thinking this is a bad idea.
No.
Stoners don't deal, man. Stoners don't deal.
Between you and I is Jon Favreau.
That's not a sandwich I want to make. God, it's just hair and ham everywhere.
I know.
Oh.
Throwing a little Leguizamo. We're golden.
God.
Oh.
Oh. I can get into Leguizamo. I just, Favreau, that's a lot of doughboys.
Favreau.
Man.
Oh, and Seth, if you can find this might have been on Huffington Post or Laughing Squid or something. I wanted to find it, and I wanted to post it on my own Facebook, but there's something like 15 reasons for dating a husky guy, and it was fucking hilarious, and I think we should link to that somewhere.
I haven't been called husky since I was in sixth grade.
Well, I know.
I'm fat. Am I running an Iditarod? Am I running? Am I on the side of a fuel truck? I'm not a husky. I'm fat.
Okay.
Can I lick my own balls? I'll take it if I can do that.
Okay.
All right. Done.
You're big boned.
So my that is true. One of them anyway. So
yeah,
my weekend was quite enjoyable. I hung out with my brother a lot.
Nice.
My brother Nate. Hello, Nate. If you're listening, he recently got a new computer, so this is after a decade of his old computer, so it's like he got a computer for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through...
That was, what, a 486 he used to have?
I don't know. It was in Roman numerals. I couldn't tell.
Oh, okay.
So
Trash 80.
Exactly. We went through Steam, got him hooked up with a bunch of games, showed him how to do emulators. He owns a bunch of games, mm-hmm. so he just can't play them.
Right.
Because... You know, you have to have like a TV from, I don't know, 86. The Crusades.
Yeah.
And
with the little screw things that you put the thing on and Yeah.
Back when America made TVs. That's how old your TV has to be.
Yes.
So then I started playing Phantasy Star 2 US, which is actually Phantasy Star 4, and realized that when I was drunk sometime in the past, I'd purchased Phantasy Star 4 Complete Edition for my PSP Vita. Or my PS Vita, sorry.
Sweet.
So I have it, and so I'm going to start playing that again. But I played a bunch of retro games. We got Yahtzee. Firefly Yahtzee. So it comes with Serenity as the dice holder.
Nice.
Dude, it's really cool looking. And then the dice are all Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all... I don't know what the Chinese word for kanji is, but they're kanji numbers, because that would be the Japanese word for it.
Right.
And we played, and I smoked Erin, just destroyed her. It's a game of chance, so who cares? But
yeah.
I destroyed.
Yahtzee's a lot of fun. Yeah. I used to like. Because it's a game of chance, but it's also a game of strategy.
There is
strategy.
You got
to know when you got to pick the six ones or if I'm going to get six sixes.
And what to scratch and what not to scratch. And then she talked about playing the three rows at once. So you can do three ones, and mm-hmm. it allows you to do. Mm-hmm. So it becomes much more strategic.
Yeah.
Because you have to decide, oh, I got four sixes. That's a really fucking good four of a kind.
Yeah.
You know? So pretty cool. So we played that today, actually, while waiting for the best tiramisu I have ever had.
Where?
Proletariat Pizza in Rat City.
Oh, yeah.
Their pizza's amazing. It is the, I would say, hands down, it's the closest thing to restaurant New York pizza I've had outside of New York. Not pizzeria New York pizza, but like the slightly fancier restaurant-y version. It's very similar.
Better than Paddington's?
That's not New York pizza. That's fucking Paddington's. That's its own thing. Okay. Don't bring Paddington's into this. Okay. It's a different thing. But their tiramisu is the best. I mean, it's so good. And it's got warnings all over it on the menu, so you know it's good. It's like raw egg and alcohol and fuck, it's good.
This dessert could kill you.
Yeah, and they give you like two fists of it.
Oh, yay.
Like, it's fucking huge.
Because normally I've heard it, you know, it's made with lady fingers.
Tiramisu.
And it's like the size of two ladies' fingers.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
that's
no.
what comes on the plate. And it's like, I paid $8 for this?
No, these are like big old lumberjack hands of tiramisu.
Excellent.
So, I mean, still, you know, dainty in their own way.
Sure.
You know,
it's light and fluffy and espresso soaked.
Chop down a tree, but, you know, you might also want to do a little needlepoint. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no
big hands, tiny fingers.
There's no place like a deforested home. So, very good, though.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of questions this week, don't we?
I thought we did.
Oh.
When I was researching, I thought we had a lot of questions. I believe we only have four.
Oh,
which,
okay.
comparatively speaking, in the past couple weeks, is a lot of questions.
Well, let's talk a little bit then. Because we're gonna... Well, let me make sure I'm not over... I want to talk about Deflategate, but I want to make sure we're not overrunning a question. Are we overrunning a question with Deflategate?
No, there was a post...
I watched that post today.
By Rob McLennan and on it, Bill Nye the Science
Guy,
explaining global warming.
And he says, fuck.
And he does.
And that makes me happy.
And also, in addition to the global warming, Deflategate.
Yeah. So, basically talking about how... going from an 80-degree locker room, even 80 degrees, which it was unlikely the locker room was 80 degrees.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Going from an 80-degree locker room to a 51-degree outside would have made almost no difference in the actual pressure of the ball. However, not inflating it would have.
Right. Tom Brady's ball sack might have been 80 degrees in that locker room.
People looking at Tom Brady's ball sack might have been like 110. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
As Bill Nye says, he is kind of like Paul Newman, only getting more good looking with age.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
more eye to scale things like that.
There's an Upper Deck card of him somewhere getting older. Now that's a deep joke. I mean,
you've got
the Portrait of Dorian Gray,
mm-hmm.
you've got Upper Deck sporting cards, which were very popular in the 90s.
Yes, they were.
And you got
more popular than Topps.
Yeah. Well, they were better. They had holograms.
Yeah.
I actually... this is... Okay, it's embarrassing. I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Good.
That's what this podcast is built on, our embarrassment.
When I was 14, I was massively into the Looney Tunes Upper Deck cards. These were Looney Tunes playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous cards. Chuck Jones style, too. They were all Chuck Jones style drawings, which, if you don't know... fuck you. Go look it up. Wikipedia. It's your friend. But these were Chuck Jones style.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I see. I was like, Dr. Seuss isn't Chuck Jones. You mean the drawings. So Chuck Jones did a lot of very late 50s, 60s, 70s, and I guess 80s Looney Tunes animations.
Yes.
Marvin the Martian. Kind of the inspiration for... Maniac Mansion Day of the Tentacle,
mm-hmm.
like the inspiration for their style. In fact, I think he's credited in their, I want to say in their opening credits, Chuck Jones is credited as being an inspiration. So I loved these things. They had foils, they had standard card, like, you know, I mean, the rares and everything. A couple of them were like puzzle sets and things for the back.
Yep.
I fucking love these things. I don't know why. I didn't care about baseball, but I fucking loved these cards. So I worked at a gas station, and they paid me in cards. Because it was illegal for me to work there anyway. I was 14.
Right.
And so I just traded my work for cards. This gas station, if you're in Spokane, by the way, on your way out Sunset Highway, it's a shitty, shitty little gas station on your left if you're heading out of town. And while I was working there, not while I was working there, but during the time span I was working there, someone broke in by cutting a hole in the ceiling, falling through it and getting stuck in the beer cooler. So, pretty funny.
Glad it wasn't the freezer, because that would be a shocker in the morning, but the beer cooler is probably alive.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's...
Can we stop by there when we're in Spokane?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like Sunset Market or something like that. That's what it's called. If it's still there. It should be. Nothing in Spokane ever changed. Spokane never changes. I am not. I am not Mr. That Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I forget his name? Defleu. Not Defleu.
Chuck Jones?
No, who? No. The guy who does War Never Changes. It's from... He's in your Sons of Anarchy. Chopping a stogie all the time. Played Hellboy.
Ron Perlman?
Thank you. War Never Changes. He says that in the Fallout series.
Oh, see, I've never played Fallout, so I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to have the podcast while I kill Scott to death. Dead.
Is that like a left-hand turn?
Bingo, bang.
Or a left-hand lane? Right-hand lane?
Yeah.
Okay. Deflategate. Right turn Clyde. Did we want
to... Right turn Clyde, yeah.
Go back to Deflategate?
I don't want to go back to Deflategate, but I'm sure someone wants to hear Scott's opinion on Deflategate.
Oh, I think it's... I think it's just... Nick Kent included me in a post on Facebook about a poll that was showing New England being the only five states supporting the Patriots, not knowing anything about the deflated balls, and the rest of the country in red supporting the fact that they did know. And the percentage read blue 47, red 53. And I'm like, how can five states versus the rest of the U.S., which would be 45, on a percentage scale be? So I was very confused by the whole thing. Mm. I thought it was, this is who's picking the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl, was everyone but New England. And then I found that out, and I'm like, why are we still talking about this? Even today was Super Bowl media day. Thousands of people crammed into a room where Marshawn Lynch, for 27 questions, the 5 minutes he had to be there, answered the question this way: I'm just here so I won't get fined. 27 answers to 27 questions were all the same: I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Now, see, I respect that shit.
I do too. But they're still talking about, and now they're blaming, the NFL claims there's a video of the ball boy leaving with 11 balls into a bathroom for 90 seconds that they were not in control of by for the NFL, that's when 11 balls were deflated in 90 seconds to 2 pounds less than the regulation of 11.5 to 15.5 pounds per square inch.
That's ridiculously fast for someone to do that precisely.
Yes. Not to mention the fact that the NFL commissioner is like best friends with Mr. Kraft, who owns the Patriots. There's no conflict of interest there. But why are we talking about Deflategate instead of CTE, head injuries, domestic abuse, beating your children, rapes,
dog fighting? Don't forget dog fighting.
Yeah, I take dog fighting off of it because Michael Vick paid his penance in the court of public opinion and in a penitentiary.
But he's not the only person to do dogfighting in the NFL.
He's the only one to have gotten caught.
That's fine. I want to stop bad things.
Right.
What, now everything you said, frankly, humans, much worse.
Yeah.
Granted. But yeah. Like, I don't even... I got to be honest. I, aside from the cheating factor, don't give a rat's ass about steroids. Well, and the health factor, like look at Lyle Alzado, that dude fucked his life up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really care about the performance enhancing drugs because like, you know, they're supposed to catch that, blah, blah, blah. But it's like it affects that person and their performance in the game.
Except for, like, in baseball. Yes, but no. I mean, like in baseball, mm-hmm. when you have Paul McGuire roiding out and mm-hmm. beating Babe Ruth's home run record when Babe Ruth didn't have steroids.
I literally don't care.
I know you don't, and I don't particularly, but there is a huge faction of stats people
yeah, no, I
who
get
care
that.
About that part as cheating. Mm. And so, cheating is cheating, period. Whether it's steroids yeah. or underinflated balls or whatever, that should be addressed. But again,
your
not
kids,
to the level of beating your kids or wives
severely,
or girlfriends.
Yeah, and severely mentally handicapping a large portion of your employees.
Yeah.
And saying, no.
Well, football does not lead right. to any serious health problems later in life.
And the best part is the concussions directly impact the rest of the stuff because concussions tend to bruise the areas of your brain that are responsible for impulse control and reason. So a lot of times after a few concussions, people are more likely to engage in violent activities.
Yes.
So very funny how that works.
Here's another case in point. I don't want to bring down the house, but Junior Seau, beloved football player for, I think, a 10 to 20 year football career in the pros, loved by everyone, committed suicide. And instead of putting a gun in his mouth and blowing his brains out, he wanted to make sure that his brain was intact to study after the fact that he took his own life due to severe depression
wow.
and shot himself in the heart.
Jesus, that's poetic and amazing.
There is a wonderful documentary on Netflix that talks about CTE. I encourage everyone to go watch it. It makes me not want to love the NFL, except that I know that the game that I love is not the commission, nor the commissioner, nor the political people behind it. Those people all need to be lynched. But it really makes me angry that they allow this shit to happen and the amount of obfuscation and making their own panels filled with people who aren't even fucking physicians making you describe my head exploding to the listeners right now?
It's exploding violently but slowly
in a CTE manner.
Yeah. It's Congress practice, man.
It's just...
It's like, oh, yeah, Ted Cruz. Let's put him in charge of fucking NASA and yeah. science and shit. You know, it is...
Yeah.
Fuck. We are a joke. Anyway, let's move on to happier stuff.
Yeah.
Is the first question something about killing a dog?
No.
Oh, good.
It's a lovely question from the aforementioned Rob McLennan.
Rob!
Other than the Seattle area, is there somewhere you'd really like to make your home? If so, what is it that attracts you to that place?
This is cheating, but Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, Canada, not Washington. I don't like meth. Like Portland, maybe a little bit. So just know it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all exactly
it's all
the same.
Pacific Northwest.
I would love to be rich enough to go buy a fucking island in the San Juans and just have a house on a secluded island.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's a dream forever long.
Yeah.
Like that dream has been going on forever. But
and the San Juans being the Pacific Northwest.
West Island. Yeah.
Canada. Yeah. Washington coast. Yeah.
So like, you got, yeah, there's the northernmost one, I think is Nanaimo, actually, which is the Canadian island. But the San Juans themselves are nestled within the upper part of the Puget Sound leading out. I would love to have a house on a secluded island. I would love to live in an Alan Wake story. I don't even care if it's scary. I would do it. Which an Alan Wake story is a Stephen King story, except you fold the map in half and make Maine touch Washington and then, you know, transfer all the people over.
Mm-hmm.
Same fucking story, though. Maine, actually, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You would
love Maine.
I'm thinking I would.
Coastal Maine. Mid-coast Maine.
Yeah. Like, I don't know Nantucket or anything, but, like, I would love to do foresty fucking Maine.
Deer Island, yeah. Well, now...
Sit on my porch and wait for the Nor'wester to come in.
Now,
not the Nor'easter. That brings trouble. The Nor'wester brings you good growing.
You get all the people along the coastline.
Uh-huh.
And then interior or northern Maine is Weyerhaeuser country because it's just I mean, it's snowmobiling back
when. Right, right, right.
It's Idaho, but with an education.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
And pretty.
So Moscow, Idaho.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I kind of fell in love a little bit with the San Diego area on my trip.
Yeah, not a Southern Cal guy, man.
I'm not from a weather standpoint, but the minute I got out, and granted, I went in January.
Yeah, you did.
On purpose, because I don't like the hot weather. But it was really kind of a nice area. Coronado Island, not Lisa Coronado Island, but just Coronado Island, was a really awesome place. It was kind of like the Mercer Island of San Diego.
Gotcha.
Beautiful park in the center of the place. It's the one in New York.
Central Park?
Central Park, yeah.
you they got park museums in the center of Manhattan?
And
the,
yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. And I don't know which one's bigger, but it was pretty awesome. It was an awesome little trip.
Museums and mausoleums? Perfect.
Yes. Museums of torture.
So I wasn't very far away with that joke. That's right. Funny. That worked really well.
yeah, I have said, I believe on this podcast, but perhaps not, we go a lot of places for cons.
Right.
I've been a couple places for work-related things away from here. And I miss my green trees. I've been places. I mean, Hawaii is beautiful, but I don't want to live there. I want to go there when I want to relax.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in that kind of environment. That's where I want to go to get away from things.
Right.
So
that being said, I wouldn't mind trying out New Zealand or even Melbourne, Australia ways, and New Zealand ways. I'd love to give Scotland or Ireland a try.
Yeah.
Or even out in the country go a little south and even out in the country in England. But
Wales.
Fuck Wales.
Fuck I can't Wales. Swim close enough to them.
Fuck Wales and its need for fucking vowels. Fuck Wales and it's like A, E, I, O, U, Y, W, and V occasionally. Bullshit. I'm Welsh, by the way. I'm like a quarter Welsh. And apparently I look it. Didn't know that. It's a thing. Got a Welsh nose. I can smell coal.
Okay.
So.
Good to know.
Yeah. Don't want to do Wales. What's that fucking terrible joke? It's
the definition of torque?
It was like a Scotsman's in a bar, and he's like, "What?" He's like, sees these two women. He's like, "What do you two? What are you two British lasses doing?" He's like, "Wales, you idiot!" He's like, "All right, what are you two Wales doing?" It's terrible. I think I would probably like just knowing what I know. I think I'd probably stick to, like northern.
Cold areas.
Well, yeah, northern cold areas. I'd love to try Norway, Finland. I take back Finland. I'd like to try Norway or Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Finland's weird. Finland's they
the
seem
Finnish?
The Finnish they seem really nice. They've got personal space issues, which I kind of like. In that they want you to get the fuck away from them.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say,
are they invaders or protectors of personal space?
They are protectors.
Okay.
Which, you know, maybe I'll like that. Don't care too much for most of the Europe proper. I'll take the peninsula in a heartbeat and the fjords. But, like, I don't want to go. Spain doesn't really interest me. Italy doesn't interest me. France, provincial France, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For the castles, Germany for the castles,
yeah,
yes, very much so. I would check one of those out for sure. Yeah, actually, there are a lot of places I would live. I'm taking it back. There's a lot of places I would live.
Yeah,
I'm probably still going to want to come back here.
Yeah,
but I would come back here were it all incorporated into the Great White North. I would take that in a heartbeat as well. I miss Guelph. I would love to go back to Guelph, not on business. but just like
just,
on
just to hang out.
Yeah, just to hang out. I feel like it was great. I really liked it there. Toronto was that sort of just Midwestern-y big.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Toronto.
Oh, you didn't?
No, you, Christian, and Ben did.
Yeah, it was Midwestern-y big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've been there before too, but
oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, upstate New York was nice. Manhattan, never, ever, 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 ever again. Not in a sense of like being there for a long period. I don't even think I could do Manhattan for more than a couple of days again. Mm. It was just, it was too much and not enough. Central Park I loved.
Yeah.
Because it was the only thing you could do to get away from the city.
Mm.
The city was everywhere.
Yeah.
The city chased you. The city was over your shoulder. You look behind you, it's the city. The city is there. You go to Central Park, it almost disappears for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But Manhattan was fucking crazy. So
never been.
Mm. Yeah, so I do a lot of places.
Okay. So we narrowed that down.
Yeah.
Rob also writes in, apparently, was a little over-anxious on the first one that I didn't get to see, and I'm really disappointed that I didn't, but Joanna Gaskell, called him out for spoilers for Standard Action, which, by the way, you should check out season 3. There are some familiar faces there.
There are some terrifying faces there.
And a terrifying face. Well, okay, Christian, too. Yeah, terrifying faces, well, plural.
Yeah, so he's built in terrifying. This was a new level of terrifying.
Yeah.
I am not happy with Standard Action Season 3. Go watch it. I hate you guys. Go watch it. I hate you.
And you could see a beardy elf. But Rob writes, I guess specifically for me, is there a better than average chance that we'll be seeing Baldur, the beardy elf of science, in the next season of Standard Action? Well, I don't know how good the chance is, but if you keep calling out spoilers and Joanna catches you, the chances are probably slim to nil. Although I had nothing to do with it, Joanna, so I think that Baldur should definitely come back.
Joanna, if I stab Scott for spoilers, can I come up and do something on Standard Action?
Except this leads into the second part of the question/statement.
I can't read these. I'm too far away.
I know. You know that I'd be helping to hit that stretch goal, I being Rob, especially if it involved getting Andy, the beardy alchemist, in on the action.
I would love to turn this into gold.
Therefore, you can't stab me.
All right. Well, it's a plastic sword. It would be more of a bludgeoning.
It would be.
A stabby bludgeon.
I would love to. I had a hoot and a holler for all of my time that I was actually shooting.
Do you remember when Comedy Central did the South Park like fireside chat with Trey Parker and Matt Stone? And they were like, this is our favorite episode for every episode. This is our favorite episode. It's a hoot and a holler. Just killed me every time. And it just, I can't help but think about it.
I did not see that.
All right.
But if you do watch, I think it's 3.5.
Okay.
That's out. please stay till the very end.
It's like a Marvel movie, folks.
Well, no. It's just they were kind enough to put an in memoriam to my mom.
Oh,
because for those of you who don't know, that was the reason I was out of the country, was filming Standard Action when my mom passed. And everyone, when I got back to the States, found out, and the condolences and the well wishes and the love from everyone was wonderful. And they put a nice little memoriam for my mom on there. So
then it's more epic than
stick
a
through and
yeah.
See the little placard, title card, title card. So
that's really sweet. Yeah, I'll definitely give it a watch, folks. Come on.
I thought that was really nice.
Give it a thumbs up too. Show them your love.
Laura Adams, who's been silent for a while, except letting you know that your friend is going to be in the new Star Trek thing as Sulu
independent. Granny Mahara? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I already knew about that, though.
Okay.
We'll go into that later. But yeah, Star Trek, The Voyage Continues, or Star Trek, The Continued Voyage, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Granny Mahara. It's got James Doohan's son playing Scotty, which so I thought was...
something slightly bigger than fan fiction?
Yes. It's the last 3 years. So... The way it got cut off before, or the last 2 years, I guess it got cut off before the 5 year mission could complete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the continuation of the original series.
Oh, okay.
For the last 2 years, which the animated series did,
mm-hmm.
but the animated series was actually really good. Like, people don't give it credit, but it was well written.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen the animated series,
and it was fully voiced by the cast, and it was great.
Huh. All right. So Laura writes, are we going to Worldcon in Spokane in August?
The Royal We?
The Royal... There's no we.
Oh.
Well, it was an implied we. Are you going? So that would be...
Oh, I see. You weren't reading verbatim. You were translating.
Correct. I was translating.
I have no plans to go to Worldcon.
I don't either, especially since they don't provide passes for pros. So mm-hmm. even if I'm asked to, or we're asked,
right.
which may happen from Randy, to be a part of any part of it, mm-hmm. that's still like $80.
Right. When is SpoCon this year?
If you will allow me, I can find
Please
out.
Tell me it's in August.
It's in August.
My kids and I are going to go to SpoCon.
I think.
Okay, because they wanted to go to Gen Con, and I cannot swing... that much airfare plus, you know, accommodation plus, et cetera, et cetera. So, I would love to take them to Gen Con, but SpoCon is going to be a little easier to hack. It's 2014, man.
Well, it's...
Okay. August 31st. I might be able to hack that. I'll find out. Oh, that's 2013. What the hell? it's August 15th. That's 2014. Fuck. Well, we'll figure it out.
Come on, guys. Why don't you have your website updated, Laura Adams? Talk about that.
Oh, Randy. Randy! But I will gladly head to SpoCon. Not Worldcon, though, most likely. Not even most likely. I will not head to Worldcon just because of financial plus other obligations. So don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Clancy Bundy's on there.
Clancy Bundy? I see Scott C. Brown.
Do you?
Yeah. Bottom row.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I am a SpoCon guest emeritus.
Nice.
Which is, wow. Awesome.
So yeah, hope that answers that question. You want to get the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
Paula Moran writes.
Yay, Paula.
Hi, glad to have you back. What's your opinion on the whole zombie craze?
I'm over it. I mean, I want to wait for Scott because I don't want to be the only one giving opinions here, but I'm over the zombie craze.
Mm-hmm.
There are still good zombie stories to be told.
Mm-hmm.
There are still interesting zombie shows, zombie movies, but zombies as a whole are a fucking cop-out most of the time.
Yep.
You can take something like Fido and make it completely new, completely awesome, mm-hmm. but that's not what anyone's doing. They're just making zombie movies. And they're doing the thing where it's like, hey, let's take this story and zombies.
Yes.
You know, it was funny with Jane Austen stories. Ha 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 ha. But
mm-hmm.
like, you know, Stubbs the Zombie was a video game 10 years ago. Already hit this. Already done. Don't need to do it again. But no, there are 50 zombies things everywhere. It's fucking zombies, man.
Yeah. I think the best zombie thing I've seen in a long time is Frankenweenie. And that wasn't even really zombie-ish, but it kind of is.
And it wasn't even new.
No.
He did a short in college.
Yeah.
And it was the same fucking story. So even that was recycled.
Yeah. And, I mean, George Romero was, I think, the first person to really bring zombies out to the culture. Before that, it was, like, voodoo stuff.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, George Romero was the first.
Horror stories. Right. And, you know, that sort of thing. You know, the zombies were really fucked up bad things that bad magic happened to.
Yeah,
it wasn't
just, exactly,
you know, ooh, zombies rising from the ground.
I want to say Bob Hope was in a zombie movie, but it was about zombies from, like, the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you had, like, fucking juju bags and shit, and they were buried, but they were buried alive, and they just lost their minds, and that's what the zombie was. And, you know, and then they made a joke about a shambling corpse, and he's like, what, Democrats? Ba-bom-chee. So,
yeah, I never did really understand the whole zombie thing, how to survive the zombie apocalypse or the zombie survivor handbook or.
Now, the cool thing about that, Max Brooks, Mel Brooks's son, wrote it.
I mean, that's cool, but I have never really got Walking Dead and to a certain extent Z Nation. Are the first zombie properties, I will say, that I've really liked. 28 Days Later, World War Z, all of these things where it's more, and even Z Nation is that way. It's not really, they aren't really zombies. They weren't buried in the dead and came back. They've all been attacked by a plague. There is a virus. There is something that is... When you die, you don't really die. Your body shuts down, and then this virus kicks in and starts to control you. I've never...
See, I mean, I even like the old stuff, like Night of the Comet. I mean, there was a zombie revival, in the 80s, right? Where you had...
Did you just say that?
I did. Where you had the other of the Living Deads, but they weren't the Romero version. We're not talking Night, Dawn, Day. We're talking
Revenge of the Living Dead.
Yeah, which were farce, you know, movies. But they got kind of big, and you had your other. I mean, zombies. If you really want to get into it, Romero style zombies, right? Have a couple of mythos built around them, and they've been used as just sort of creatures of the id, in place of having to write new stuff.
Yeah.
So, I would argue this is similar to what Cthulhu mythos was in comic books for a long time, and now it's zombies, by the way. So they've even replaced Cthulhu mythos in a lot of comic books. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't want to come up with a big bad, so we're going to do zombies. We're going to do Cthulhu, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not against that per se. It just got really oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
I think it peaked in 2004 with Shaun of the Dead, which was an amazing take.
Yes, like, yes.
You still have these gems. Like I said, Fido is an absolute gem, and you should definitely watch Fido. Wonderful movie. Zombie, it's a boy and his dog with a zombie. Like, it's and Billy Connolly is just perfect. It's great. But
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies was good.
Really good, because it took a chance of doing something different. It wasn't insert random, we need something here, let's throw zombies at it. It was, let's reverse engineer the zombie. What happens if I had not seen anything like that.
Well, it was Romeo and Juliet with zombies. I mean, it was you know, I mean, his name is R, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but I'll admit, it was a better Romeo and Juliet story than most Romeo and Juliet stories. So take that into it too, you know. And in the video game world, I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
I am sick of shamblers, walkers. You know, they don't ever call them zombies, except for when they do.
Yeah.
It's a rule. You never call them zombies. What about when you do? Well, then you do.
Plants vs. Zombies is the only zombie game I like.
Because it's not a zombie game, it's a tower defense game.
Right.
With zombies. It's like, and they're not even good zombies.
And I don't even like tower defense games, but I like that one.
So.
The other caveat I will say, because they don't really call them zombies, but they are zombies, at least I don't think they call them zombies, is the Resident Evil series.
Right, but and those are the
they're
fast
plague. Yeah, they're those, fast.
You're fast zombies. Sometimes comets make zombies happen. Sometimes it's radiation, interstellar radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's rage.
Right.
The rage virus. I forget what it was in brain damaged / dead alive, but
oh right, yeah.
That one, that had the best scene with a ninjutsu priest I've ever seen. Looks like you could use some divine intervention. I kick ass for the Lord. Yes. but the thing is, Reavers are zombies. Like, they are. I'm sorry, they are. They didn't die. They were the 10% that didn't die. They didn't fall. They go, right. They eat flesh, and they, you know, it. And what's a zombie? A zombie is consumption, massive consumption,
mm-hmm.
that can infect you with a desire to consume. It was in Romero's world, it was a harsh critique of consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a harsh critique of conformity. Then it became, you know, and I mean, but now the problem is the masses want zombies.
Yeah.
So think about the irony there. I'm over zombies, Paula.
Yeah.
I'm over them.
Although some of the special effects are kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll eat cheese zombies.
I mean, the new stuff that they're coming, you know, where a guy's like walking towards you and half his face is gone.
Yeah, but the special effects don't. I mean, fucking make a different monster. Just make a new monster. God damn it.
Right. But I'm just saying, but, like, the only thing that I like about zombies is when you get really good special effects that aren't animatronics. Mm-hmm. It's special effects guys. Bandersnatch. KNX or KFX.
I know what you mean.
KNG, whatever.
Yeah, KNG, right.
You know, that stuff where they're pushing the boundaries, that is the part of zombies that I like.
Yeah.
Not the mythos, not the fact that they're shoved into Star Wars. Or
I like it when Bruce Campbell shoots them. That always makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, because Deadites were just zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
is that the last question?
I think we're dead.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening.
And you want to eat our brains.
Or reanimate us. And then eat our brains.
Bring your
You wouldn't have much to eat on if you ate my brain.
Bring your dork matter over. And let me put a reverse spin on your protons.